You're listening to SBS News.
Detention, deportation and adoption. These are the words on signs outside a community church in the United States where nativity figures are locked up in cages. The Metropolitan Community Church in Los Angeles has set up the scene to highlight the struggles of refugees. Reverend Keith Mozingo says the Holy Family were once refugees too.
I cannot believe this is the America that I live in. An America that for years has proclaimed itself a Christian nation, and I don't see any Jesus in any of that.
The church pastor hopes the display will shift thinking about the treatment of refugees. Neighbour Gordon Dawson supports the action.
They're in a position to make this statement that this is what they feel, whether I agree with it or not. This is what they feel that needs to be addressed. Then, hey, I'm with them 100 on it.
Another Reverend, Karen Clark Ristine, has defended a similar nativity scene she has on display at the Claremont United Methodist Church. She wrote online that shortly after the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary were forced to flee with their young son from Nazareth to Egypt to escape King Herod.
We don't see this as political at all. We see this as theological. It's why we have a theological statement that's along with the display. We know that this infant baby Jesus grew up to be Christ, and grew up to be a Christ who calls us to compassion for our neighbor, compassion for one another.
She says there has been a strong reaction so far. Tourist Irene Reyes became emotional after she saw the display.
It was brought out to the world and then nothing happened. Hasn't been resolved. And you think about it now during the holidays, that these kids, aren't with their families. What are we going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing. And that's what's happening. Nothing. It's like we see it and then we close our eyes to it. And it's not right.
But Tony Papa was offended, suggesting politics should be left out of the religious conversation.
I think it's disgusting. I think it's political. And this is aimed at Trump. That's all this is about. Obama built these cages. Why would they display something like this for Christmas? Why aren't they teaching religion? Why are they involved in politics? If I were a member of this church, I'd drop out.
The Claremont Church Nativity scene will be on display until January 6th, 2020. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.